Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's Rock underscore and underscore Rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/Rock and Rally Tennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 148 is brought to you by CareerWonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries. Share in the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at CareerWonder.com. Welcome to another segment of Match Points, where we answer questions from our listeners. This is Match Points segment number 17. As a reminder, if you'd like to send us a question, you can email us at askme@rockandrallytennis.com or message us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis or tweet us at rockandrally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. Let's get started. Kevin from Jupiter, Florida wants to know, which is better, hitting forehands with a neutral or open stance? Hey, Kevin, thanks for your question. You know, the simple answer is, it depends. The thing about neutral stance versus open stance is that in general, it depends on whether you can recover quickly after hitting your shot. Now, this is driven largely by the extent to which you have to move to hit that forehand. My advice to players is to always try to hit your forehands with a neutral stance, provided you can recover your balance quickly and prepare for the next shot upon hitting the forehand. In other words, if you can efficiently manage the body momentum that comes as a result of you having to move to the ball. Otherwise, hitting with an open stance is the way to go. When you are pulled wide on your forehand, you have to move sideways to hit your shot. While you may be able to get your feet into position to hit a neutral stance forehand, the momentum from moving sideways and hitting off of that front foot for the neutral stance often requires you to take an extra step after hitting your shot to regain balance and recover for the next shot. In contrast, hitting that same wide forehand with an open stance enables you to recover much more quickly and efficiently because you are planting and hitting off of that back or outer leg. There's no extra step to take, typically. Hope that answers your question, Kevin. Mary from Pomona, California writes, I'm a 4.0 level player in my 30s. I usually play tennis in the early mornings. Recently in Southern California, we had a couple of very cold days where the early morning temperature was barely above the freezing point. Exercising in cold weather does not bother me much as I grew up in Minneapolis, but I played some of my worst tennis on those mornings of that recent cold spell. I couldn't do anything with the ball. At first, I thought I just needed to take some extra time to warm up. An hour into it, I was still not hitting very well. Now, I don't want to seem like I'm making excuses, but I suspect my poor play was due to my strings being too stiff because of the cold weather. My shots had no power, I had no control or feel for anything. What do you think? Am I simply trying to rationalize my poor play? Hey Mary, thanks for your question. You know, I'm also based in Southern California, so I know all too well of those recent mornings of near-freezing temperatures you referenced. Now, you didn't mention what type of string and tension are on your racket, but there is no doubt that near-freezing temperatures had an impact on your strings and your play. I also played on those cold mornings, it was last week, and it felt like I was hitting with a wooden paddle. I too experienced a noticeable loss of power and feel on my shots in that cold weather. My string bed actually was very stiff, and every ball that came off of my racket was horribly muted. And by the way, I should mention, I string my rackets typically fairly low at 29 pounds, with a 17-gauge textured Copali. But after I got home that day, I clipped my strings and restrung my racket at 25 pounds, which felt much better in the cold weather the next morning. Now, I'm not suggesting that you drop down to the mid-20s for string tension like me, but if you have a second racket, you may want to consider stringing it at a slightly lower tension for when you are playing in these very cold temperatures, especially since you like to play early morning, and we are still in the winter season. The lower tension will help. Thanks for your question, Mary. John from New York City wants to know, how do I improve my offensive lobs? Hey, John, you know, we don't get too many questions. Actually, to be more accurate, we've never gotten any questions about lobs. Yours is the first, so I appreciate the question. As with every aspect of your tennis game, there is no substitute for practice and getting in those repetitions. For most recreational and club players, practicing lobs is probably the second most neglected, right behind service returns. At the end of the day, if you want to improve your offensive lobs, you've got to make the time and effort to work the shot into your practice routine. You've got to get in those reps. Now, that said, let's take a step back for a second. You know, when it comes to offensive lobs, I always share with my players the three things you've got to keep in mind: intent, position, and commitment. Because we're talking about offensive lobs as opposed to defensive lobs, you've got to have the intent to be offensive, the intent to make your opponent uncomfortable to try to take or regain control of the point. Because an offensive lob, as you know, is not about hitting the ball sky high over the net and trying to recover court position as you would attempt to do with a defensive lob. Now, as for position, it goes without saying the operative word in offensive lob is offensive. Thus, if you want to go on the offensive with a lob, or with any shot for that matter, you want to be in a position from which you can be offensive. So always think about that. And last and certainly not least, you've got to be committed to being offensive when executing your shot. This is especially important when it comes to finesse and precision shots like lobs. Look, it's very easy and actually it's very common for players to mentally pull off midway through executing these type of shots. And of course, if you do that, you'll end up hitting a shot that is off the mark and not close to what you intended. In this case, your attempted offensive lob will either go out or end up short and easily smashed away by your opponent. So commit to hitting that lob. Hope that answers your question, John. Folks, thanks for your questions. Keep them coming. I look forward to hearing from you for future Match Point segments. As a reminder, if you'd like to send us a question, you can email us at askme@rockandrallytennis.com or message us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis or tweet us at rockandrally. That's rock_and_rally. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.